You're listening to the Tripod Network. What's on?
Hi, Chad and Amanda, and all the Me and the Bean audience.
This is Carol and Charlie from the Israelisms podcast, www.israelisms.com, wishing all of you,
from the place where it all started, a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean.
Welcome to Me and the Bean. I'm me.
And I'm the bean.
And this is show number 56, feedback. It's been that long.
But I'm so glad to be doing it with you, babe.
Yeah, yeah. We just got finished watching the second episode of American Idol.
I'm horror struck.
And they were in Seattle. And the bean had a theory that
if you have enough teeth, you're crazy.
And it proved correct tonight. And we're not talking about you have maybe an overbite or an underbite, or you have a gap, or you have maybe a little bit of buck teeth. We're talking about, you know,
never been to the dentist ever.
Opening bottles, like beer bottles, with your teeth or something.
I really am going to have bad teeth.
That
dreams.
Kind of teeth.
Oh, gosh. It makes my skin hurt. Like when you have a fever, how your skin hurts. That's how my skin hurts.
Oh, she couldn't watch. She had to turn her head away.
Oh, man.
And me, of course, I'm like, those people are so horrible and they believe they're good. I would hate that to be me. And I know I'm not saying this for people to send in, because we had some people send in saying they liked my singing and stuff. That's not what I'm doing. I've said that in the past, and I promise you I'm not fishing for compliments. And I think me and the Bean talked about it, and what it really is, I don't think I'm terrible. I have confidence. It's just that I have a great fear that I'm okay. You're pretty good. Yeah, average, you know, don't sound bad.
I think what your fear is that if you played a song for someone that you like and respect, they wouldn't like you as much as you like them.
Could be. I don't think Destroyer would like my music. I don't think Dan would like my music at all. Dan Behar? I don't think... No, I honestly don't. Yeah. The people that I'm really into, I don't think would like my music.
So that's your fear, so...
That sort of sucks.
I think that's silly.
And one time, there was a person and one of their bands they really liked was this certain band. They said, oh, you know, I really like your songs and blah, blah. You remind me of this. And I'd never heard the band, and I went and listened to them, and I was just like, that's such middling, average, generic rock. Like,
what was the new word you taught me?
I can't remember.
Derivative.
Derivative, yeah. It was just, ugh. I mean, and if that's me, I was just like, why should I even bother? Like, I'll just play for us and have fun and enjoy. That was a long time ago. And I'm bringing the show down. This is supposed to be feedback show. This is not supposed to be. See, we hadn't done a show in long. We're going to do a regular show.
Yeah, we're out of sync. And also, I'm just really disturbed that there are that many truly troubled people out there.
Oh, times that by 100.
Times what by 100?
what you thought you saw tonight, I mean, or 1,000. I mean, it's just.
Oh, my goodness.
They're everywhere.
Oh. Well,
And statistically, some probably listen to this show. Statistically, I have not, nobody that's contacted me yet, I think, is of the caliber we're talking about. Everybody that's contacted us so far seems
lovely.
Lovely. And that could be a bias on our part. You know, other podcasters could listen to our show and say, anybody who likes that crap is crazy.
I just want everybody to have good dental health. Do you have some emails?
Teeth are a very important thing, folks. I've got emails from almost 3 months ago.
Oh, my.
Isn't that awful?
Well, I think maybe we've hit upon something, though, baby, that if we continue to not be together on this night and you have a chance to set up, then when I come home, we can record.
I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to have this thing in constant setup.
Mostly out.
I'm going to have this thing in constant setup. So at a moment's notice, we can come down and boom.
There you go.
Boom.
Boom, Baba.
Boom, Baba.
Take it.
Okay, we got one from Justin Roman. He says, hey, just wanted to say you guys are great. I listen to you guys when I'm at work, trying to listen to all the past shows too. I have to say the Bean has a great laugh.
There you go.
As for you, me, as in you, not me, me hope you got that because I think I lost myself in it. But anyway, don't worry about how you don't or can't say some words because I can say I killed all spoken word. Yes, you can, my friend. No, you written word for you, my friend. As you can see with this email, I killed it to a point where my friends have made it something only I can speak and few can understand. And he says laughing out loud a lot through this. And I don't talk or write this way at work or like on papers. So, yeah, and I love hearing your stories about your kids. It's funny. I love kids. I'm good with them, and I work with them sometimes, but don't want one. Not unless my wife does. But you guys almost make me want to change my mind. Okay, back to work for me. Peace out, and keep doing the great job, you guys. Justin. Thanks, man.
Yes, thank you. And, you know, kids are not for everyone, and that's the way it should be.
And there's different languages than English,
really
so.
You should have good teeth if you're going to have kids.
Yes, have good teeth if you're going to have kids. And I feel really bad about this one. Inbox from, I don't know who you are, but your inbox without the I, and so you know who I'm talking to, when asking about the embedded video. So what's the problem? You're copying all the text in the embed video text box on the YouTube page, right? Pasting that onto your website? What happens? And I feel bad because I asked for help, and this was the only person that answered. But then, you guys just got to know me, I guess. I went through a period where it was just, I don't know, not a lot going on. And then also, as far as I've been trying to, like you've heard in past episodes, hang out a lot more with the family. So I'm rarely on the computer at home. I'm on the computer all day at work, but at home. So I really apologize, and I've been meaning to send you back an email. What it is, basically, I think the problem is I got the plug-in so I could display video on the WordPress page, but I'm in WordPress 2.02, and since we just went through all of that, when you sent me this email, which was October 30th,
woo!
We had just went through our feed being down for a while because of the promotion, and then our whole site being down for a week because of change in servers. So the last thing I was going to do was upgrade our WordPress page. And so I think if I do that, everything will be fine, and hopefully I'll get the courage to do that soon. I'm just afraid I'm going to do it, and everything's going to be screwed up again, and I just don't want to deal with that. And it works fine, so why break it?
You handled yourself well, but that was an ugly week for you, baby.
Yeah. But if you heard from our latest shows, we did get the Wii, and here's a message from Ben from iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com.
Hey, Chad and Amanda, it's Ben. Get your Wii, Chad. Get your Wii, nerd. Joe and I got ours. You totally have to get yours. Joe can't open his till Christmas. What a loser. All right. I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving. Talk to you later. Bye.
So you can see how long that long ago that message was. That was like right after Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We're sorry, folks. We've neglected you very much, and we're trying to rectify that.
Yeah.
But we did get a Wii. It's awesome. I'm a loser, too, because I didn't get to open it till Christmas. So.
Because it was a gift.
Yeah. But we're playing everything on it, and it's amazing. And I'm getting, of course, women that have never played video games, that look at video games childish crap, and they're getting on it and loving it. So
loving it. Bowling anyone?
The Nintendo is an amazing thing that I think will get anybody, non-gamer, gamer alike.
And talk about the boy. He can play it.
Yeah. Evan loves it. Which, we've been playing a lot, me and him, we've been going through the Mega Man series and, you know, starting at 1 and going straight through.
But that's not on the Wii.
No. But he's been playing a lot of Cars on the Wii. He loves Cars.
He can drive the cars.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
And it was so funny because we had Rayman. We got Rayman Raven Rabbids. And the very first thing, basically, is one of the options. You're throwing a cow. You're spinning the thing around and you see how far you can throw a cow on a chain. And that sounds really gruesome, I guess, to some people. But
it is gruesome.
But if you saw the game, you get what we're doing. It's funny. And so Evan does it, and he always, you have to aim pretty good once you're going. You have to go pretty fast to make it go
I can't do it
any
all.
Direction. And so Evan always throws it the wrong direction and it lands on a bunny or some monster or something.
Oh, it's hilarious.
And we think it, we laugh with him and he thinks it's funny. He thinks that's what you're supposed to do. And then one day I threw it and threw it out far and he just broke into tears. Lost it.
Well, he's four, right? So 4 year olds don't lose well.
And he said that I won. I was the winner. He was the loser. And he just. And then this past week, you guys were at a friend's house.
And she drew an alphabet letter before he did. And she was the winner. I mean, they weren't in a race. She was just showing him what she could do, what she learned to do. And
he just lost it.
He did. It took 30 minutes to console him for him to get over it and move on with his day. But it's a phase. It will pass. I just hate it when he calls himself a loser.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart. Oh, and I found the book I wanted to get. It's called Raising Cain. Cain is in the biblical person. It's about how to raise boys emotionally, how to raise emotionally healthy boys. And I want it. I read some of it in a bookstore one day, and it was great. Very insightful, very helpful.
And we'll talk about this later because I think I got an email about it, but I'm way back into my occult and religion and secret society reading up on again. I was reading, I can't remember the group they're called, but they believe that, you know, Cain represents the vegetarian, the tiller of the land, the calm, serene, and that Abel was, you know, the vicious, violent meat eater, and that the Cain and Abel story is an attempt by the carnivores to make the vegetarian seem like the bad guy when it's really the opposite way. I just love that kind of stuff. I love to see what people will believe and what I just love to see the things that people believe. It just amazes me. And you can connect it to all the different other beliefs and stuff in some way. And it's just, oh, it's like a great big puzzle. It's amazing and it's awesome.
And if you go ahead.
I was just going to say, if somebody wants a thing that they'll never solve and will always keep them guessing throughout their life, that is a great thing to study.
I'm doing my eyebrows.
Yeah.
Those of you who can't see.
So we got an email from...
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to say that my boy can draw letters, and I was so proud of him.
Oh, yeah. He got real mad, and he... So this is going to be like a real show, feedback show. It's going to be a weird hybrid.
Whatever.
But
he can draw... He can spell his name because you've worked with him.
Yeah.
But he can draw his letters, and it made me cry. I was so
because what he did, he goes, he's never done it before. He hasn't practiced at school or anything. What happened was he got mad because she won, and after you guys consoled him, he goes, well, I could draw letters too.
And I was like, baby, I'll be glad to show you how. You know, we can practice, and you can get it easy, no problem. And he's like, I already know how. And I was like, okay, baby, just draw. Have fun. Do whatever you want to do. We're here to play. So he takes his little piece of paper off, and he comes back in a few minutes. He's like, look, and there was a big E on the page. Clear as day. I was just like, oh, you can make letters. And I cried. It's great. And I also cried because we had to lower Max's crib.
Yeah, that ruined her day. And she says she's never going to want another kid. Check with us in a couple years, folks.
Puppy.
Got one from Dark Mola Man from Hawaii. Said, if Max likes to eat paper, then try to find eatable paper. It tastes good, and it comes with a pen and with eatable ink. Here's the sequence of what I hope Evan will do till he is my age. Now, do I even need to say? Age 6, not saying penises. Sort of mature. Age 9, mature. Age 11, well, still mature, hopefully very mature. I think you're going to look back at yourself when you were 11, Dark Mauler Man, and you're going to think that maybe you weren't as mature as you think you are. That's the case for me.
Is he 11 now?
Yeah, or 12. I think he's 12. But yeah, because that...
Oh, that... I got you.
But I'm not saying that's a bad thing, because I like who I was at 11. And I would hang out with that person.
I liked myself at 11 very much.
Yeah. Now, there was a time...
The road can get a little
rocky. From 13 to 16, I might not have liked myself, but...
It's a little rocky, usually, for 13 to 16. But you do a lot of growing.
Changes.
Shut up. You're not making fun of me.
Got an email. No, I wasn't making fun of you. I'm just being silly. Got an email from Karen. Says, hey, me again. I've listened to so many shows in the last few days. I found myself humming the Me and the Bean theme song while I'm brushing the kids' teeth. I think I've pieced together that the Bean used to be in theater. Am I correct in that?
Yes.
Both of my kids are involved in the theater and love it. My daughter has been in one show. My son has been in three. In fact, he's finally got a couple of days off after 6 weeks of rehearsals, tech rehearsals, and opening weekend.
Yep.
My daughter wants to be an actress when she grows up. My son just wants to be a skipper on the Jungle Cruise ride at Walt Disney World.
Bless their heart.
Oh, well, the acting will help them there. Great shows, and keep up the work. Keep up the good work, Karen. Thanks, Karen.
That sounds precious.
And her husband's the one that does the Pediacast, pediacast.org.
Oh, nice.
We got one from AJ. AJ, who's been so great to this show, and I feel so bad because I've slacked so bad on him. And I caught up with his shows tonight while I was doing our books while the rest of the family was at my parents' house. And so I called and left him a message and greatly apologized and everything. So hopefully you'll forgive me, AJ. Hopefully you still listen. And we called him, I guess in the title or in the show notes, we said Drunk Canadian Saves the Show when he sent us that little clip, that little Barry White-esque clip of Me and the Bean. He says, hey guys, I'm glad the Bean enjoyed the clip and that we have her laughing again. It was a rough few weeks without it. By the way, in your show notes, you referred to me as a drunk Canadian. I have to say, Chad, that's a little redundant. When was the last time you saw a sober Canadian, AJ? And AJ was one of the nicest guys I met at the Portable Media Expo, and definitely someone like Miss Peter and a ton of other people that I met that I would like to hang out in person. There's some I met that I wouldn't, but they know who they are. They don't listen to this show. And we got another voicemail from Frosty. We hadn't heard from Frosty in a while. Frosty's another one, too, I feel bad at. He's been such a supporter of this show, and I've slacked on his end, so hopefully I can make it up to him as well.
Hey, Chad and Amanda, this is Frosty. Long time no hear, huh? Anyway, I wanted to call to wish you and everyone at Me and the Bean, including all of your listeners, a very happy holidays. I wanted to also wish you a very happy new year. Hope 2007 is a lot better than 2006, although 2006 is pretty good on your guys' side. I mean, you had a little baby. All right. So, and think of me on the 30th because I'm going to have a birthday, and who knows what's going to happen there. All right. Take care. Bye.
And that was December 30th. So that's another thing I slacked on.
Thank you, Frosty, and happy late birthday.
And we got an email from Terry about the bipolar we talked about. Said you asked in your podcast what biofeedback is. I think you did. Sorry it's taken so long. Well, don't worry. You sent me this on November 3rd, and it's January 17th now. But we changed over to a new server, and all my podcasts were lost in the shuffle. Biofeedback is training people to improve their health by using signals from their own bodies. For example, stroke victims who become paralyzed use biofeedback to help regain movement. And even though part of the brain was damaged, it can form new pathways that will allow the person to control the muscles again. We use it at our clinic for ADHD, ADD, depression, bipolar, anger management, and so on. A patient may start out on meds so they know what it's like to not have the symptoms. Then if they choose, they can start to use biofeedback to try and reduce dependency on the meds. But like all things, it's not easy. One of the techniques we use is a video game. Well, actually, it's the opposite of a video game. Since computer games are stimulating and cause the release of endorphins, which is why they are so addicting. Well, anyway, to play this game, you have three sensors attached to your fingers. These measure skin, conductance level, and heart rate variability. The game is like an adventure game where you travel to different places and have to perform different tasks, but without a joystick. You have to learn to use to control your body's reactions to get through the game. So if you master the game, you will also learn to alter your brain activity, blood pressure, muscle tension, heart rate, and other critical bodily functions. One of your other listeners mentioned that proper nutrition also helps, and he's right. The dramatic rise in ADHD and autism and other problems matches the rise of fast foods and convenience foods. I hope this answers your question, and thanks for all the great podcasts. So that does it. I've got to start right now. I had one tonight. I've got no more Coke. I've got to stop drinking the Coke. And the Bean's not going to make a response because I've said it so many times and will stop for a day and have the huge headache and then start right back the next day. and then stop a day and have a huge headache and then start right back the next day. But we'll see. I'll try to make it like a, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything because, you know.
I have to say something about video games. That one sounds nice. I like the idea of a relaxing video game. But my mom was so cute playing video games with Evan.
Yeah, he was teaching how to play Star Wars Legos. That's his favorite game.
Yeah, that's not on the Wii. That's on the PS2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she just laughed. It was adorable.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was just like seeing somebody become a kid again. It was great.
Yeah, it's exactly what they're supposed to do for you.
Yeah.
They're supposed to entertain and make you laugh.
Yeah.
Yay. Go Star Wars Legos. Which is a hilarious game.
Yeah, it's a hilarious game.
I don't enjoy games that much, and this was fun for me. I like to watch him play, and I like to play with him. And if you don't play right, he won't let you shoot. He says, you can just run and jump, but no shooting.
Yeah. Although with me, he's the one that's not playing right and killing everybody. And but it's fun.
But that's you. You're his best friend.
Jealousy?
Hey, Chad and Amanda. It's Kat. Just calling to thank you so much for episode 56. I'm driving home, just getting ready to start my 3-day weekend where we're starting potty training. And hearing Evan, just, you made me cry. That was the best Christmas present you could have given your listeners. We love all you guys, and have a great new year, and see you soon. Bye.
Thanks, Kat.
Thank you, Kat. Happy New Year.
And I got an email from her, like 2 months ago. Says, hey, Bean and Chad, I just wanted to let you both know how much I love your show. I'm a stay-at-home. Yeah, I think this is her. This might not be. This is not the same Cat. I'm sorry. I'm a stay-at-home mom to a 2-year-old and a 6-month-old, both boys, and I can totally relate to your stories of raising a family. Bean, I can tell you're a fantastic mom that loves her children, and listening to your experiences really helps me to understand that I am not the only mom in the world that loves being a mom, or stay-at-home mom, but sometimes feels wiped out from caring for children 24/7. Not to mention stressed because I'm seriously behind on projects with no hope to catch up in the near future.
Ever.
Yeah, and Max here lately has been waking up 4 times a night.
Ugh.
Maybe when my kids get to college, I'll catch up. In your last show, which was 54, so that's been a couple shows ago, you openly shared your feelings of discouragement, and it was like I was looking into a mirror. My husband even said, I swear these people are our southern alternate reality.
No. Parallel lives.
I guess that says we are not alone in the world. Anyways, I appreciate the honesty and sincerity from both of you. Please keep up the great work with the show because I love listening. Podcasts help me to feel more connected to the world outside of nursing babies, chasing around crazy toddlers, and wiping bottoms all day. Love you guys. P.S. Let me know if you find an answer to Max's sleeping problems because my baby won't sleep either. Cat. And I didn't know what to say. I responded to her email back then. I think I said something silly about let him sleep on your bed because that works for us. It did for a while. Our bed was cooler. I made up some stupid stuff that I really believe. Kat, I'm sorry. But what I truly think now you can get him to sleep and get him to stay to sleep is music.
That's what I was going to say. Either lullaby music or I've also heard lots of babies like white noise. Like wave machines or, you know.
But get them used to it. Like when they're playing, play that CD. And if it's a regular song kind of thing that has singing to it, you know, maybe hum to them or sing to them. And then when it's time for bed, when you play that, it'll.
Recognizable.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Comforting.
And so if you stick to 1 or 2 CDs for when they go to bed, when they hear that, they know what time it is and they get ready.
Absolutely.
So we found that's worked for us.
Yeah. And he's so cute now. Oh, my goodness. He's a chunk.
Chunk-a-monk. That's what we call him.
He's so funny. And he's got these little funny little teeth and dimples. And he's so cute. He'll smile at you. But what was the point? Now I'm just blabbering on about how cute my baby is. Oh, right, that he does recognize certain songs, like the ones that you sing with him a lot.
Yeah.
And we have little ditties that we do, like, hey, diddle, diddle. And as soon as he hears the first couple words, he just smiles.
And looks and tries to find out where you're at. Yeah.
Kind of relaxes when he hears that,
yeah.
If he's fussing. And He can say mama.
Yeah, I wasn't there, but supposedly he said mama at grandma's tonight, and they heard. His great-grandma.
Mama.
What we're going to finish it up with tonight is our minor night, Matt. And he sent this back on November 6th. He says, testing, 1, 2, 3. Hey, gang, just checking to see if I can reach you by email yet. I tried a couple of times. It keeps bouncing. If this gets through, I'll follow up with something longer later. Be well, Matt, the minor knight. And, Matt, you put something on our blog. I had a big old chunk of spam that comes through every day. And, I mean, we get and a lot of the other podcasters have talked about it. I think spammers have finally got to the blogs, like Blogger. Well, they probably didn't Blogger, but like WordPress. Because I get 500 a day, and Bitterest Pill have closed down his comment section because he gets so much. He just don't want to deal with it. But I've got it set up so it'll never show up on the website, but I still have to go through it. It doesn't take that long. But what I found it happened was that I missed over yours, but then when I checked my email and I was going through them one by one, I saw them there, but I'd already deleted them off the website and I couldn't reinstate that one. So I apologize. And I think I did that to somebody else. So yeah, I mess everything up.
Oh,
but I think we're gonna stop there. Might play one more message here. Let's get this from Matt from Red Boy.
Hey guys, it's Matt from the Red Boy Podcast. I am just laughing my butt off how when you brought Evan on, tried to have him sing "Sexy Back," and basically what I did was trick Chad into singing "Sexy Back," and all I had to do was go uh-huh or whatever it was. But
yeah,
Chad, you have a wonderful voice. And yeah, yes, I think you are definitely me and the Bean are bringing "Sexy Back." Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah. So thank you, Matt, from the Red Boy Podcast. And guys, we appreciate it. And I promise you, we'll be back with a regular show very, very soon.
We love it. We're not leaving. We slow.
So for those that are sticking around with us, we appreciate it.
Sure.
And we know this show might have been discombobulated, but we hope you enjoyed it. You get to hear us.
So cool.
Let's go to sleep.
The Tripod Network. What's on?